Well, I suppose, yeah, as we're standing here at the graveside of Edith, it's very sad that he he went so quickly. Great character. Tremendous GA man. When everything else is forgotten about him, the GA will be remembered. Totally committed. Anything he took on, whether it was in the club or anything else, he gave it his full belt. He had a great old sense of humour. As the man said this morning, he was a great man at winding up people. And sat back then and got your reaction. But I had a great time for him. Loved to meet him. And met him about 6 months ago. He was obviously failing a little then, but I was shocked actually to hear that he went so quickly.
Jack? We were all shocked to hear of the death of Hoedi on Sunday evening, especially after the match. But he died before it, actually. But our memory of Eddie was, of course, in Parnassus, where we worked with him for 24 years. And by God, we have some fun with him. Some of the stories you couldn't repeat about him. But the most interesting thing is that a lot of actually the staff in Parnassus thought Eddie was married, because he used to come in every morning. He'd say, the wife didn't get up this morning and give me the breakfast or anything. She'll be in bed now and she won't even have dinner ready when I go home. So we'll never forget him.
Did he ever get involved in arguments? He always gave me the impression of being a quiet person.
He was always arguing. Yeah. He'd always argue for that too. Not any ambitious. I used to visit him every week, you know, and we had some great arguments about the GA, and of course, and he was a great chairman, as Betty said, you know, absolutely fantastic.
And you'd know him well, of course, you were great buddies.
Yeah, we were great buddies when he came back from Birmingham, and of course, he joined the GA straight away. And when we built the dressing rooms around 1979 there, he was the supervisor. And time didn't come into it, whether he got some money for it, but he would work extra time, you know, to get the job done was the thing, not the money part of it. He was a perfect gentleman in the sense that greed never came into it. Oh, he loved the GAA, he loved to work for people. If he thought he was getting something over and above, he'd say, no, there's someone more worse off than I'm. I don't want that. You know?
He was one of the old dying breed of the GA, wasn't he?
One of the old dying breed of the GA. They'd live for it. He was happy. He was the representative of the club to the county board. And he'd be there, and come what may, he'd be there every time. He'd never miss a meeting.
Would it be fair to say, lads, that he was off the field to Sneem what John Egan was on the field for Sneem?
Yeah, that's a good comparison. Yeah, he was a tremendous man, a man that stayed in the background. He wasn't looking for any big publicity or show or anything like that. Worked away in the background, did tremendous work. Great man.
Sonny, you work with him, of course, in Parnassus also.
I worked with him for all his days. Yeah, I just remember Eddie. Every morning he used to be passing up from the swimming pool. There was always a crack when we were at the hall door. But mostly I remember Eddie as just a great friend, a gentle man who could never do enough for anybody. He was just a brilliant person. And contrary to what a lot of people think, he didn't have any children. No,
seems to be a bit of a standing joke.
It is, of course, yeah. Yeah. He was known by some of the ladies as Sexy Eddie. Yeah. So God bless him and may he rest in peace. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Jim, you're the chairman of the Sneem Club here. Listen to me, you're after laying down two great Sneemmen within the last 2 weeks. I was comparing Eddie there. He was off the field to Sneem what John Egan was on the field.
Well, that's funny you say that, because that's something exactly that I thought about, you know, in thinking about Eddie's passing, and in 2 weeks, in such a short space of time and a short journey between two houses, friends and neighbours, we lost two of the best, one of the best on the field and one of the best off the field.
Yeah.
Tremendous, tremendous club man. He was just, I mean, they don't make him like Eddie anymore, that's for sure.
He was the quintessential GA man, wasn't he?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, after Eddie's passing, and you know, the fellows are telling stories and anecdotes, one struck me, a young fella, Toddy Murphy.
Tony?
Yes. Toddy Murphy was telling me a story when he was a minor. He got called for the Kerry minor trials in Tralee, and got called for a second trial, and he was told he'd be picked up in Sneem at an appointed hour, but the appointed hour came and passed, and the lift never came, and somehow Eddie got wind of this and dropped what he was doing, took this young fella to Tralee for training and brought him back, and that epitomises what Eddie was. He would just drop everything for the sake of giving another fella a chance. Yeah.
The GA was his life. Sneem was his life.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. He lived and breathed the GA, you know, whether it was over in Birmingham or here in Sneem. He was just the most honest, decent, hard-working GA man you could get.
And you gave him a great send-off, a real GA send-off.
Oh, very good. I mean, Eddie deserved it. He was our president, and be a very hard man and hard act to follow.
Tony O'Keefe, secretary of the county board for many years, would have looked down on top of Vidi. He'd be representative of the club at the county board for many years, Tony.
Oh, for a long time, yeah. An absolute gentleman, you know, himself and John McCarthy, who used to live in Kinmare. He used to travel up to meetings together. And he'd always have a word, you know, before the meetings. And an absolute gentleman, you know, and represented his club very well as well.
Tony, would it be fair to say he's one of a dying breed of that type of GM in now, back from that era, like when there's more younger people now in the GA, but he'd be one of those quintessential GA people?
Well, I say certainly the quintessential GM in, absolutely. His friend Liam Cotter, you know, often spoke about their times in Birmingham and you know, even at the ceremony today now, and Paddy Fogart and these people, you know, they did an awful lot for the GA all over the world, in the sense that people like him who went abroad brought the spirit of the GAA with them, and the young people are doing the exact same thing today. And there's a lot of credit, because I think at times more difficult in the 1950s with immigration, life was a lot tougher than it is today, and they brought an awful lot of joy to people, you know. And then when they came back home, I suppose they couldn't get rid of the old, the what we might call it, the disease of the love of the GAA, and then, you know, spent their time helping clubs, and they deserve an awful lot of credit for that.
Would he be one of the easy delegates to deal with over the years, Tony? Because there are easy and hard ones to deal with.
There certainly is, and where he was an absolute gentleman. Yeah, gentleman.
What he'd be remembered for, really.
Absolute gentleman. Yeah, and you know, when I'd come down and see him on holidays, you know, he'd always have a few words as well. You know, and it was very nice meeting him.
Lovely, lovely, Tony. Paddy Fogarty was a great friend of his over in Birmingham. I think you founded the club over there, Paddy, as we're standing at his graveside here today. Now, what are your memories of Eddie?
Oh, I got to know Eddie in Birmingham about 1958. I got to know him. I went over in late 57, and I was playing with the club, Sean McDermott's, in 58. And myself and Eddie and Michal Shugro, we were talking one night that our lads in the area, we should start our own club. And would I be for it? So I said, no problem. And there was a lot of lads in the area playing for other clubs. So Eddie said if we could get them all to join, you know. So we got together. Then we had a meeting until 1959, and we formed the club from there on. There was Michal Shugro, another Waterford man, Eddie and myself, and another man from Roscommon called Eamon Flanagan. That's how the Brindons Club was formed.
Eddie played a huge part collecting at gates, organising functions and everything over there, didn't he, Paddy?
Well, I suppose, you know, of all the GMs I ever saw, he was unbelievable. He was ideal man for treasurer. The man never drank that I ever knew of anyway. And we used to run the club in a pub, a big room, a dance room, and I think they used to charge 10 bob or something in the door, and Eddie was always the first man there and the last man to leave. And then he also become treasurer of the Warwickshire County Board, which is the area around Birmingham. That would be the county board there, and he was treasurer there for 12 years. And actually he was in the purchasing of the pitch that they play in there now, Park na Héireann. And as far as I remember, Dr John McAndrew was chairman at the time as well, and he played in the last Mayo team that won the All-Ireland in 1951.
So Eddie would have left a huge mark, not alone in Sneem and in Kerry, but also in Birmingham.
Oh, in Birmingham, without a doubt. And he was a type of fella you could always trust him everywhere you go. You know, he was unbelievable. Now,
and
as
a gentleman.
A gentleman at the back of it as well.
Lovely,
yeah.
Paddy, thanks for talking to me. Jim Feeney, Jim, how are you? You'd have been manager of Park na Sill, is that right, when
Indeed.
He walked there? Tell
Indeed.
Us your memories of him as we stand at his graveside today.
Well, very fond, very sad, first of all, to have to say goodbye to Eddie, but very, very fond memories of him living in the, working in the hotel down the years. I mean, just to repeat what everybody else has said about him, a proper gentleman, but a real twinkle in the eye, a great man for a bit of devilment, and great rapport with the staff down the years, a great man to get the job done quietly. I suppose that's, if you were to sum Eddie up, that would be his approach to everything. He just went about everything quietly, efficiently, and got the job done, yeah.
One of those older members of the staff now that are slipping away, Jim?
Absolutely, yeah. And unfortunately, probably, well, I suppose it's always said, but we'll never see the likes of Eddie again. He was unique in many ways, yeah.
Yeah, lovely. Come here, it was lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, lovely talking.
That is the opportunity.